3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula. Story, stage, you.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
Go.
Exfabula Fellows are community members who use personal stories to inspire community-led dialogue around some of the most pressing issues in the greater Milwaukee area, like segregation and economic and racial inequality.
Ex-Fabula fellow Nakia Hood shared a story at Northwestern Mutual in March of 2016.
Picture a bright, sunny Milwaukee day. You know that time of the year where we're proud to live in Milwaukee because it feels good, don't have to worry about the snow? And I'm driving to my in-laws' house to get my furniture from their garage I have been storing in there. I called my friend Delvin to meet me to help me move my furniture. We both arrive around the same time. This is in the area by the airport, real nice neighborhood. I actually live 10 minutes away, besides the point. As we pull up, there's two older white females. I thought they were kind of cute for their age. I said hi, like I always do, and they just looked at me. So I smiled, and then they kept walking their dogs, and when they got to the corner of the street, part of me felt like looking back because that was a weird exchange. I looked back and I saw them on their cell phone, and they were turned around still looking at me. So I wave again, like, have a good day. We go in the house, we eat a little bit. We move the furniture and we start driving down the street. As I'm driving down the street, I see a police car with its sirens on. And I'm thinking, get out of the way, police car's coming. The car jumps the curb, stops me on the side of the road. I'm thinking, oh my God, what's going on around me? Police car behind me, and all of a sudden they get out with their guns drawn. And they yell at me, they say, put your hands on the dashboard. Put my hands on the dashboard thinking this isn't how they do it in the movies, but okay. They pull me out of the car, they run my license, they run my friend's license. We sit on the curb for about an hour and 30 minutes. Now that's not the story I even want to tell you. I'm 39 years old, and I want to give myself the gift of running a half marathon. So I started this winter training, but events like that kind of have me in a paranoid state. I don't want white people to think I'm gonna hurt them, harm them, when I just wanna move my furniture, when I just wanna get ready for this marathon. So I'm bundling up, I grab my bicycle lights, I tie them on the sides of my pants so people see the lights flickering. I'm thinking, maybe they'll know I'm just trying to exercise. As I'm walking down the street, I get further and further away from my house. I get by Toys R Us, and a lady comes out, and she looks at me. We kind of catch eye contact, you know, like human beings normally do. I'm on the sidewalk, she's by the door of Toys R Us, and she takes off running to her car. And I'm just thinking, really, me? Are you running from me? I'm walking away from you. And as she gets to her car, I turn around again just to double check, because I'm not believing what I'm seeing. And when she gets to her car, she stops like this and turns around to make sure I'm not coming after her. These stories have, or events, life events, have troubled me to feel like I need therapy, because there's no one I want to hurt. Even this morning, taking my daughter to school, and I jump off the porch, I'm running behind her, we have a little game, trying to get to the car first. She jumps in the car, I win, she yells. And she goes, there was a man running after me. And I said, what are you gonna do? She goes, maybe I'll call the police, because she heard the story before. She was joking, she was making fun of me. So I thought I'd play along, I said, why would you call the police? Would you really call the police? She goes, no, I'm just playing. She goes, but those white ladies thought you were evil. And I said, well, do you think I'm evil? She goes, no, you're my dad and I love you. And I said, what do you think they should have done? She goes, well, you said hi to them. They could have said hi back. If they thought you were stealing, they could have stopped and said, hey, what are you doing? So I guess I'm saying, I wish in the world we live in, more white people would be like my daughter. Thank you.
The 2015 to 2016 Ex-Fabula Fellowship was supported in part by a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council and the Wisconsin Arts Board.